probably a few weeks ago, I had a kitten that was really, really sick, and I found under his leg, in like his armpit area, a tick, and pulled it off, and lo and behold, it was a Lone Star tick. So the females are, you know, just a brown tick, and then they've got a white spot in its back. And the concern with this, and then I guess I should follow up with, I found some baby ticks also that were identified as nymph ticks of the Lone Star. So the concern with the Lone Star tick is the new alpha-gal allergy. And what this does is it causes an anaphylactic allergy to red meat. And it's a very slow progressing allergy. So you might eat a hamburger the first time, and, you know, you might just get some general itchiness or gastro upset. And then the next time you eat a hamburger or a steak, then it progresses into a little bit more of a gastro issue. And then it usually takes about 1 to 3 months, and then the anaphylactic will really come full circle, and most people don't even, you know, relate it back to that tick. And there's still so much they just don't know. But with the prevalence, you know, or sightings of Lone Star ticks, it's something that does have to be talked about. The main one that they're finding in the Lone Star tick as well is called Rickettsia amblyommatis, and it's a basically like a spotted fever infection. And we actually had some ticks in Henderson County, I believe last year, that came back positive. At a 39% of those ticks were infected in Henderson County with the spotted fever rickettsiosis. Yep.
The other tick variety you want to talk about, you call it a Gulf Coast tick.
And yep.
So why don't you elaborate a little bit about the issue involving that?
So the Gulf Coast tick, you know, normally found down by the Gulf Coast, is making its way into Illinois. They're found it in 14 counties right now. Most of them are southern. But this Gulf Coast tick is responsible or highly infected with Rickettsii parchii rickettsiosis, or also what's known as tidewater fever, which is very similar to Rocky Mountain spotted fever symptoms, very similar. The only difference is where the tick bites you, you will actually get a scab. And of these ticks, as of July 31st, that the IDPH reported on their maps, I calculated up 63% of those ticks that they have tested are positive with this infection.
All right, so we have those two new varieties to worry about in this area. Mm-hmm. And let's just back up. The most common variety of the tick-borne illness that we see in Western Illinois and Mercer County, can you kind of elaborate on that? And, you know, the main concern with that is the carrier of Lyme disease. So
yep.
Speak to that a little bit.
Yep, the black-legged tick or deer tick is obviously the most prevalent here locally, and it carries a, you know, very larger variety of pathogens. You know, Lyme disease being the most common. And then anaplasmosis, it has babesiosis, and then a newer one that we're finding is Borrelia miyamotoi, which is exactly the same symptoms as Lyme disease, but you do not get a rash, and your mainstream, you know, if you went into Genesis Hospital and got tested and you were carrying that pathogen, you would it would not come back positive. It's a different set of testing that needs to be ordered. So yeah, it's the black-legged tick, and then your American dog tick, your typical ticks you get off your pet, are the most common in our area.